This is Unit 19 of Pimsleur's Danish.
Lyt til samtalen. En amerikansk dame er på restaurant med sin mand.
An American woman is in a restaurant with her husband.
Hun taler med tjeneren.
She's speaking with the waiter. You'll hear him say,
I,
which is the word for you when addressing more than one person. Listen.
God aften. Vil I have noget at drikke?
Ja, tak. Vil du have et glas øl, Andreas?
Nej, ikke øl. Jeg skal køre. Jeg vil gerne have en kop te. Fint. Og hvad vil du have at drikke?
Jeg vil gerne have et glas vin.
Okay. En kop te og et glas vin.
Og et glas mineralvand, tak.
Lyt til samtalen en gang til. God aften. Vil I have noget at drikke?
Ja, tak. Vil du have et glas øl, Andreas?
Nej, ikke øl. Jeg skal køre. Jeg vil gerne have en kop te. Fint. Og hvad vil du her drikke?
Jeg vil gerne have et glas vin.
Okay. En kop te og et glas vin.
Og et glas mineralvand, tak.
Now suppose you're an American man in Copenhagen, and you're speaking with an acquaintance. How does she tell you that you speak too fast?
Du taler for hurtigt.
Say, yes, I speak fast in Danish.
Ja, jeg taler hurtigt på dansk.
I speak faster when I speak English.
Jeg taler hurtigere, når jeg taler engelsk.
But my wife.
Men min hustru. Min hustru.
My wife speaks faster.
Min hustru taler hurtigere. Hurtigere.
Your husband speaks also fast.
Din mand taler også hurtigt. Din mand.
Your husband speaks faster.
Din mand taler hurtigere.
How does she say, I speak fast when I speak Danish?
Jeg taler hurtigt, når jeg taler dansk.
Do you remember how to say, that's too expensive?
Det er for dyrt.
Say 60 kroner.
60 kroner.
41 kroner.
41 kroner.
Try to say 56 kroner.
56 kroner.
21.
21.
Try to say 68. That's not expensive.
68. Det er ikke dyrt. 68.
She says, give me 53 kroner then.
Giv mig 53 kroner så. Så.
How do you say, my wife can get?
Min hustru kan få. Kan få.
Now try to say, you can get 60 kroner.
Du kan få 60 kroner. Du kan få.
Later you meet at a cafe. How does she ask, where's your wife?
Hvor er din hustru? Din hustru?
Say, my wife? That I don't know.
Min hustru? Det ved jeg ikke. Min hustru?
Ask the woman where her husband is.
Hvor er din mand? Din mand.
She asks, my husband?
Min mand?
He's over there.
Lyt og gentag.
Han er derovre. Han. Han er derovre.
Say in Danish, he.
Han.
She says again, my husband, he's over there.
Min mand, han er derovre.
Now here's she's over there.
Lyt og gentag. Hun er derovre. Hun.
Say, my wife, she's over there.
Min hustru, hun er derovre.
Say together, he, she.
Han, hun. Han, hun.
The woman asks, is she over there?
Er hun derovre?
No, she's not over there.
Nej, hun er ikke derovre.
She's here.
Hun er her.
Try to ask, what does your husband want to have to drink?
Hvad vil din mand her drikke? Hvad vil din mand her drikke?
What does he want to have to drink?
Hvad vil han her drikke? Han.
She asks her husband, do you want to have a glass of wine?
Vil du have et glas vin?
He says, no, wine is expensive.
Nej, vin er dyrt.
Wine is more expensive.
Vin er dyrere. Dyrere.
And I'm going to drive.
Og jeg skal køre. Køre. Jeg skal køre.
So she says, my husband would like to have a cup of tea.
Min mand vil gerne have en kop te.
Or a glass of mineral water.
Eller et glas mineralvand. Et glas mineralvand.
She adds, he's going to drive later.
Han skal køre senere. Han skal køre senere.
He can get a glass of mineral water.
Han kan få et glas mineralvand.
Now imagine that you're Karen Hayes, an American woman in Denmark. You're in a hotel reception room and someone knocks on the door. You say, come in.
Lyt og gentag.
Come in. In. Come. Come in.
What is the word for in when you say come in?
In. In.
Now say, come in.
Come in.
A man enters and introduces himself. Here's, my name is, or I'm called.
Jeg hedder. Hedder. Jeg hedder.
He says, I'm called Bjørn Johansen.
Bjørn Johansen. Jeg hedder Bjørn Johansen.
You want to say, pleased to meet you, First, just listen.
Hyggeligt at møde dig. Hyggeligt at møde dig.
That's literally pleasant to meet you. Repeat the word for pleasant after the speaker.
Hyggeligt. Lidt. Lidt. Hygg. Hygg. Hyggeligt. Hyggeligt.
Say pleasant.
Hyggeligt.
Now, pleasant to meet.
Lyt og gentag.
Hyggeligt at møde. Møde. At. At møde. Hyggeligt at møde.
Say pleased to meet or pleasant to meet.
Hyggeligt at møde. At møde.
Now try to say pleased to meet you.
Hyggeligt at møde dig. Hyggeligt at møde dig.
Say, I'm called Karen Hayes.
Jeg hedder Karen Hayes.
When handing something to someone, how do you say, here you are?
Værsgo.
Remember that this is literally, be so good, meaning, be so good as to come in. Say, be so good, come in.
Værsgo. Kom ind. Værsgo. Kom ind.
Pleased to meet you.
Hyggeligt at møde dig. Hyggeligt at møde dig.
Ask the man what he wants to have to drink.
Hvad vil du have at drikke?
His wife will be coming shortly too, so you ask, and your wife?
Og din hustru?
What does she want to have to drink?
Hvad vil hun have at drikke? Hun?
He answers, she's going to drive.
Hun skal køre.
She can get mineral water.
Hun kan få mineralvand.
Let's start again. This time you're hosting a reception. How would you introduce yourself saying, I'm called Karen Hayes?
Jeg hedder Karen Hayes.
How does the man say, pleased to meet you?
Hyggeligt at møde dig. Hyggeligt at møde dig.
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hayes.
Lyt og gentag. Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Hayes. Fru Hayes.
How do you say in Danish, Mrs.?
Fru.
Say again, I'm called Karen Hayes.
Jeg hedder Karen Hayes.
How does he say, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hayes?
Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Hayes.
I'm called Emil Olsen.
Jeg hedder Emil Olsen.
Now you want to ask, where do you live?
Lyt og gentag.
Hvor bor du? Bor. Bor. Hvor bor du?
Meaning reside. Say in Danish, live.
Bor.
Say, you live.
Du bor.
Again, how does he say, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Hayes?
Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Hayes.
His wife arrives. She says, I'm called Malu Olsen.
Malou Olsen.
Jeg hedder Malou Olsen.
Tell her, be so good, come in.
Værsgo, kom ind. Værsgo, kom ind.
Say, pleased to meet you, Mrs. Olsen.
Hyggeligt at møde dig, fru Olsen. Fru Olsen.
Now ask the man, where do you live?
Hvor bor du?
But you want to speak to both him and his wife. Here's the word for you when addressing more than one person.
Lyt og gentag.
I. I.
Meaning him and his wife, try to ask the man, where do you live?
Hvor bor I? I. Hvor bor I?
Do you remember how to say, see you later?
Vi ses senere. Vi ses senere.
Remember, this literally means, we will see each other later. Which word means we?
Vi. Vi.
How would he say, we live?
Vi bor. Vi bor.
Meaning here in Copenhagen, how would he say, we live here?
Vi bor her.
Ask the man and his wife, do you live here?
Bor I her? Bor I her?
He answers, yes, we live here.
Ja, vi bor her.
Meaning both of them, try to ask him what they want to have to drink.
Hvad vil I have at drikke?
How does he answer? We'd like to have a little tea.
Vi vil gerne have lidt te. Vi vil gerne have lidt te.
He adds, she'd like to have tea.
Hun vil gerne have te. Hun.
And how would she say, he'd like to have water?
Han vil gerne have vand. Han.
Meaning both of them ask, don't you want to have a glass of wine?
Vil I ikke have et glas vin? Vil I ikke have?
He says, we don't live here.
Vi bor ikke her. Vi bor ikke her.
How would he say, we're going to drive later?
Vi skal køre senere.
We'd like to have tea or mineral water.
Vi vil gerne have te eller mineralvand.
She agrees and adds, he can get water.
Han kan få vand.
He explains again, we're going to drive later.
Vi skal køre senere.
You're curious about prices. Ask, is wine more expensive here?
Er vin dyrere her?
Or beer?
Eller øl. Eller øl.
He says, wine is more expensive.
Vin er dyrere. Vin er dyrere.
How does he say, the wine is expensive?
Vinen er dyr. Vinen. Vinen er dyr.
Seeing another guest who looks familiar, he asks you, "Who is that? Do you know?"
Hvem er det? Ved du? Hvem er det? Ved du?
Speaking to several people, how would he ask, "Do you know who that is?"
Ved I hvem det er? Ved I hvem det er?
A woman answers, "That's Mrs. Martin."
Martin.
Det er fru Martin. Fru Martin.
She's American.
Hun er amerikansk. Hun er amerikansk.
How would he ask again of the group, "Do you know who that is?"
Ved I hvem det er? Ved I hvem det er?
Another day, you're in a hotel reception room in Denmark. You're expecting a business visit from a man you don't know. At the appointed time, there's a knock at the door. Say, "Be so good, come in."
Værsgo, kom ind. Værsgo, kom ind.
He comes in. React to what he says next.
Goddag.
Goddag.
Jeg hedder Bjørn Johansen.
Tell him that you're pleased to meet him.
Hyggeligt at møde dig. At møde.
Er din mand her?
Say that no, he's not here.
Nej, han er ikke her. Han er ikke her.
You say that he'll be back any minute. Making small talk, Mr. Johansen asks where you live in America. Listen.
Hvor i Amerika bor I? Hvor i Amerika bor I?
Suppose you live in Washington. Here the word for in is
I.
Pronouncing Washington as a Dane would, say, "We live in
Washington."
Vi bor I Washington. Washington. I Washington. Vi bor I Washington.
Suppose you know that he's married, meaning him and his wife. Ask him where they live.
Hvor bor I? Og I, hvor bor I?
Vi bor her I København. Vi bor her I København.
Did you understand? He said, "We live here in Copenhagen." Now your husband returns. Say, "Oh, here's my husband."
Nå, her min mand.
Still speaking Danish, you say to your husband,
"Bjørn Johansen
is here."
Bjørn Johansen er her.
They shake hands. Bjørn says, "Pleased to meet you."
Hyggeligt at møde dig.
Your husband replies, "Thanks, and the same to you." Just listen.
Tak og I lige måde. Tak og I lige måde.
The reading lesson for this unit follows. Open your booklet to the reading for Unit 19. Read number 1.
Dyrt.
Try to read number 2. The final D is silent.
Nord.
In number 3, the V and E are pronounced. Try to read number 3.
Gave. Gave.
Read number 4. In this word, the V and E are silent.
Gi.
5.
Gyse. Gyse.
6.
Ja, gerne.
Try to read number 7.
På restaurant.
Now repeat number 8 after the speaker, noting the sound of the initial TJ and the contraction of the last two syllables.
Tjeneren. Tjeneren.
This contraction occurs in everyday speech, and the ER is silent. With this in mind, try to read number 9, where the D is also silent.
Kælderen. Kælderen.
Now try to read number 10.
Køberen. Køberen.
Try to read number 11. Remember that the V is silent after an L, and the D is again silent.
Halvtredseren. Halvtredseren.
12.
50 kilo.
Try to read number 13. The second K sounds somewhat like an English G.
Kirken er i byen.
Number 14.
Kører 4 kilometer.
In number 15, the V is closer to a W, and it ends in a soft D.
Svinekød. Svinekød.
Number 16.
Vi kender dem. Vi kender dem.
Read number 17.
Kikkert.
Listen and repeat number 18. The first two letters are pronounced separately.
Kniv.
Read number 19. The S has a Z sound.
Knuse.
Try to read number 20.
Han falder på knæene. Knæene. Han falder på knæene.
This is the end of Unit 19 and the end of today's lesson. PIMSLA courses work most effectively when the units are done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. Recording copyright 2015 by Simon & Schuster Incorporated. All rights reserved.